Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Duskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. This has truly been a busy summer for music and music festivals here in the North State. Here on Intermountain Classics, we have heard from several different groups who have brought excellent music listening opportunities to us, including Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival, Pacific Crest Music Festival, the Brit Festival in Oregon, and Shasta Symphony. Coming up in September are two more wondrous events, the Music by the Mountain Festival in Mount Shasta, and the North State Symphony's opening season concerts in both Redding and Chico. Tonight on Intermountain Classics, I have the privilege of having the founder and artistic director of Music by the Mountain with me. She will be talking about how the festival was founded, the events in this year's festival, the artists and music to be featured. And in the second hour of the program, I have one of my all-time favorites, the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. This is going to be a really exciting program, so stay tuned tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And be sure to check the Intermountain Classics page on Facebook for new programs and updates, and like us if you enjoy the show. Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. This has been a really busy summer season for beautiful chamber music here in the North State. Over the last few weeks, I have brought musical selections to you from several world-class festivals taking place here, and there is more to come in September. Tonight, I have with me the founder and artistic director of Music by the Mountain, a festival that has been taking place in Siskiyou County since 2004. This year's festival will take place over the weekend of September 10th through 12th, with a gala, main event, chamber concert, and school outreach program. We opened our program tonight with a new work by Somei Sato called Birds in Warp Time, as beautifully performed by Music by the Mountain Festival musicians Kate Stenberg, violin, and Sarah Cahill, piano. We will be hearing about these very talented musicians in just a few minutes. This performance was recorded live at the Other Minds New Music Seance in San Francisco in 2008. I have with me this evening Laura Dahl, founder and artistic director of the festival. Laura Dahl is an accomplished classical pianist who has performed at Carnegie Hall, the Berlin Philharmonic, San Francisco's Davies Symphony Hall, and at music festivals in the United States and abroad. Currently, she is a member of the music faculty at Stanford University, where she teaches collaborative and solo piano, chamber music, and art song interpretation. Welcome to Intermountain Classics, Laura.
Thank you, Tom. I'm very happy to be here.
The Music by the Mountain Festival sounds like such a wonderful event. Can you tell us how it got started and what prompted you to bring it to the North State?
Well, we were very fortunate 12 years ago to get a vacation cabin in Siskiyou County, located outside of the town of Weed. My husband and I had come for many years fishing up there. I love to fly fish. I actually grew up in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh,
and my
yeah.
grandfather and great uncle yeah. taught me how to fish on the Gallatin River. And I love the Upper Sacramento River. It just reminds me of small trout streams in Montana. And it was my husband's and my dream, if we could ever get any vacation property, to try to find something in Siskiyou County. And that dream came true in 2004.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
That was, yes, we were so excited, and I still love to fish and hike and bike up there. And we are very fortunate, both of us, to teach at Stanford. And the summer break is almost 3 months long. So there I was in Siskiyou County for 3 months, and I didn't have any children at that point. And I met some of the local fine musicians and teachers, and I thought, you know, maybe I could help to increase the offerings of classical music here in the county. And I spoke with several people, and that was the very beginning of Music by the Mountain.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. So it really started from you first falling in love with the area and then finding a vacation home that you fell in love with, as well as all the fine outdoor activities, and just naturally migrated over to music for you.
It's exactly right. I feel like Music by the Mountain for me combines some of the biggest loves of my life: outdoors, mountains, music, and a rural setting. I feel like Siskiyou County is hopefully a very healthy antidote to the Bay Area.
I can certainly concur with that as a former Bay Area resident myself, so I understand, and certainly many, many of my listeners are in a similar category. A lot of people in the North State have come here from other parts of California and usually more populated parts of California. Well, this sounds like it's going to be
fabulous, Kelly.
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to be a really fun festival. I understand it will kick off with an opening gala on Saturday, September 10th in Dunsmuir. What are the details of this event?
Well, I'm very excited about this opening gala. It is a fundraiser for us, and it's really a fun event for everyone. So we have live music. We will feature the festival musicians.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And also some local area musicians. So we try to have a blend of our featured people that come from all over the United States. Plus, we try to feature some of the local musicians. And the price of the admission includes a full dinner and dessert. There will be a no-host bar and live music ranging from the classics to Broadway. Literally, oh. We'll feature composers from Mozart to Kurt Weill, Stephen Sondheim, and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's quite a variety. That sounds wonderful. Wow.
It is. It's a fun evening, and it helps to underwrite the rest of the weekend's activities and, indeed, our outreach programs for the coming year. We also are very excited this year. We have some very exciting live auction items, and the eminent area composer and musician Roger Emerson has volunteered to be our auctioneer for the evening, and we'll be auctioning off pairs of tickets to such diverse places as San Francisco Symphony, San Francisco Opera, mm-hmm. North State Symphony, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and Oregon Cabaret Theater.
Oh, my. Oh, that sounds really wonderful. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. So that will take place. That's your opening event, Saturday, September 10th, and that's an evening event in Tunsmuir?
It is. It begins at 6 o'clock. It's at the POPS Performing Arts and Cultural Center in Tunsmuir. And this is the first time we've had the gala there. We're very excited. The owner, Peter Arth, has been very generous to us, and it's a beautiful little venue with a great acoustic, beautiful mm-hmm. old Tunsmuir with the brick and the wood, and they have a lovely patio outside where we'll be serving dinner and with a creek running through it. It's really very sweet, and they have a lovely piano as well.
Yeah, I've attended a couple of concerts there in the last couple of months, and it really is a very nice facility. So that sounds like a great event. And then on Sunday, September 11th, is the main concert event. Who are the artists performing, and what will they be playing?
We're very excited to welcome violinist Kate Stenberg and pianist Sarah Cahill. They are both very well-established solo and chamber music artists here in the Bay Area, so I've known of their work for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. Kate, in fact, visited Mount Shasta as a part of the Del Sol String Quartet in 2008. Oh. When Music by the Mountain invited the Del Sol Quartet. And so I'm very excited to welcome her back. Mm-hmm. And Kate's father just happens to have been my husband's voice teacher many years ago, and she comes from a wonderful family of musicians. Her mother is also a pianist.
Oh, small world, isn't it?
It is a small world, and when you start meeting musicians, it gets even smaller. Mm-hmm. Sarah's work I've admired for many, many years. She is a wonderful pianist and specializes in avant-garde classical repertoire. She is on the faculty of San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and she might be interesting for you, Tom. She has her own radio show on KALW in San Francisco.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
she's
I
a
am familiar.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good. She's a wonderful, wonderful artist, and I'm mm-hmm. quite delighted to have these two women come to Siskiyou County. As for what they'll be performing, they're going to open their program with the Mozart Sonata in B-flat major, K-554. Mm-hmm. It's a really lovely, lovely piece and fun. It has a gorgeous middle movement. And then the second piece on their program is by Henry Cowell. It's his sonata for violin and piano that he wrote in 1945. And what I think is really fun about this is probably it's a work that most people aren't familiar with, but he is a California-based composer. He mm-hmm. was born in Menlo Park.
Yes, right.
And his music is quite accessible. People think, oh, it was written in the 20th century. It's going to sound weird. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. a ballad as a part of that sonata that's just breathtakingly gorgeous. And then there's a jig, which literally sounds like an Irish jig. So his music is very accessible. And both Kate and Sarah are intrepid advocates of 20th century American music. So I'm very pleased that they are going to introduce some of us to this piece, because it's a wonderful piece. Oh, that... Then we'll have intermission, and then the Brahms Sonata Number 2 in A Major, which is a fabulous piece of music. And then they are going to close the program with the Debussy Sonata for Violin and Piano.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful program, and full of variety. I know that I have had some experience myself with the music of Henry Cowell as an amateur musician, and it really is wonderful music. So we've got Mozart, which of course is classical period, and then we've got Henry Cowell 20th century music, switching to the Romantic era with Brahms, and wrapping up with Debussy, which of course is more French impressionistic music. So that's quite a variety all in one concert.
It is. It's quite a fantastic potpourri.
That sounds,
of classical music.
Yeah, that it really sounds wonderful. And I understand the final event in the festival is a school outreach program. It really sounds like a wonderful way to introduce young people to classical music.
That's an integral part of our mission statement, is reaching out to Siskiyou County youth. So every time we have artists come, we make sure that we bring them into the schools. So Sarah and Kate will visit at least 3 schools on Monday the 12th. Those are still being firmed up where which of the 3 schools they will go to. But we have gone to places as far as Gazelle and Hornbrook, and certainly McLeod, and
wow,
of course our schools in Mount Shasta and Weed Elementary School and Butteville. Sometimes we, for our youth outreach programs, will rent Ford Theater at COS.
Mm-hmm.
We did that this spring when we hosted the Stanford Chamber Chorale, and we were able to reach over 300 students that day. The schools bussed them in, and we did 3 different shows. So a really huge part of what drives Music by the Mountain is making classical, live classical music accessible for our children. And
mm-hmm.
we want to introduce them to it and get them excited about it, so we go into the school.
That sounds like a wonderful program, and very beneficial. And I have to say, in my own experience, as a third grader, I still have this vivid memory of the local junior high school orchestra coming, and it's the reason that I play the cello today. And it's been 60 years since that happened, but so these outreaches are really, really very important, and it gets the kids excited about music, and many of them do go on to study an instrument, and music is such an important part in our lives, so it's great to give these young people an opportunity to hear it and to realize that that's something that they can do as well.
I think that you're absolutely right, Tom. You know, music training helps you with languages, it helps you with math, and in the budgetary, you know, downturn that California and, in fact, most of America has been experiencing lately, a lot of schools have cut their music programs. And you, in fact, were first exposed to the cello in public school, and some of these schools really cannot afford to have a music program anymore. So where are these kids going to encounter classical music? I think we have to step up and do the right thing.
Yes, that's very true. And Music by the Mountain is certainly doing a wonderful thing in presenting those kinds of opportunities. And I know that we all thank you for your efforts to do that.
Well, I also grew up in the public school system, and there in Montana, we had a band, a jazz band, an orchestra. It was wonderful, 2 different choruses, and I hope that we can help to create that experience for some of our children in Siskiyou County.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for that, Laura. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the festival, about Music by the Mountain?
I would like to say, please come and check us out. It's so much fun. The musicians are so excited to be there. They talk about the music before they play it, sort of telling what they most like about the piece. So it's very, it's just fun and accessible, and you get to hear beautiful music. The gala's really fun, and it helps, as I said, to underwrite the entire weekend plus our youth outreach programs for the year. So please come and join us. You can check us out on www.musicbythemountain.org.
All right, and that sounds great. It's sounds like it's going to be a wonderful festival. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for being with me this evening to talk about this wonderful chamber music festival up in Siskiyou County, and I'm sure that this broadcast will help to spread the word not only in Siskiyou County, but also right here in Shasta County. So hopefully expand the range of your reach on this festival.
I hope so. It's been delightful speaking with you, Tom. It's been really fun. You're a wonderful interviewer, and thank you so much for having me on the show this evening.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. And remember, Music by the Mountains begins on Saturday, September 10th with an opening gala to be held at the Pops Performing Arts and Cultural Center in Dunsmuir, with the main concert event on Sunday, September 11th at 4 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Seventh-day Adventist Church in Mount Shasta. Monday, September 12th is the school outreach program, which will be followed by an evening vocal masterclass for all singers at the Mount Shasta United Methodist Church in Mount Shasta. For more information, ticket details, and concert venue locations, you can go to musicbythemountain.org. That's musicbythemountain.org. And thanks once again, Laura, for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a real pleasure.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've been listening to an interview with Laura Dahl, founder and artistic director of Music by the Mountain, a chamber music festival in Mount Shasta, which will be taking place next weekend, September 10th through 12th, in Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta. One of the features works to be performed in the main event concert next Sunday is the Violin Sonata by French Impressionistic composer Claude Debussy. The sonata is part of a cycle of six sonatas for various instruments, the first two being a cello sonata and the second a sonata for flute, viola, and harp. Here is Suwani Akiko, violin, performing Debussy's Sonata for Violin and Piano. Thank you. We've been listening to a performance of Debussy's Sonata for Violin and Piano, as performed by Suwanee Akiko Violin. And now, to conclude this first hour of Intermountain Classics, here are two pieces by American 20th century composer Henry Cowell, the Ballad and Jig from his Sonata No. 1 for Violin and Piano. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've been listening to an exclusive interview with Laura Dahl, the founder and artistic director of Music by the Mountain Chamber Music Festival in Mount Shasta, and some music selections you will hear at the main event concert next Sunday, September 11th. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program is a special presentation of the beautiful and somewhat eerie Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz.